bowlers bowl him. Stumps are tumbling.
A dipping slower ball. Outstanding. He absolutely nailed it.
That's a way to go to your first half century. He has punched the life out of that.
This is the talk of Trent Bridge. I'm Matt Freeman, and this week I'm joined by no fewer than six guests on the podcast. Harry Gurney joins me in the home dressing room and brings us three special guests in Jake Ball, Samit Patel and his dentist.
Connecting. Here we go, he's answered.
I've got Samit on the face.
Samit, oh, take it now.
This will be the dentist now.
That's the dentist. Do you want us to take that one on camera or...?
I can do.
Tom Barber discusses just what it's like to share your home with Peter Trigo.
The man's got so many stories, it's almost like story time every night we sit on the sofa and watch TV.
And Haseeb Hameed looks back on his first year at Notts after signing a new contract with the club.
To be fair, at one point it looked like we weren't going to have a season at all, so I was actually quite glad in the end to go out there and play. The five games that I did.
But before that, Harry secures the first of his trio of surprise guests.
Now, there's a few things we want to talk about today. The fact that you've signed new contracts, that you're staying with us for a few years longer. But we do also want to see if we can get a fourth guest on the podcast, as if three wasn't enough. Now, last week, Ben Duckett got us Joe Clark on the phone in quarantine, mid-5K in Australia. Alex Hales didn't pick up. We never heard from him again. Who knows what's going on there? Harry... We've not primed anyone else that's outside here. They don't know we might be ringing, but do you think we can get Jake Ball on the podcast?
What time are we on?
Ten. What's that, about 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, because is he in South Africa at the minute?
Decent chance.
Yeah, half a chance. I think we ought to try early doors, and then if he rings you back while we're still talking, we can...
Maybe try off your phone, though. He'll ignore me.
Will he? Yeah, will he ignore it? He'll definitely ignore me. I think you give it a go. If he doesn't answer, we'll pretend it never happened.
But now?
Yeah, give it a whirl. Okay. If he rings back while we're still here, we'll... That's all good.
Baldy, don't let us down,
Oh, it's the under. Baldy, probably. There we go. Trying to ring Jake. Connecting. Here we go, he's answered.
Oh, he's answered as well.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
How are you? You look ever so intelligent in those glasses.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you are intelligent, but you even look the part now.
Thank you.
You're on the Trent Bridge podcast.
Oh, they're covered up.
Nah, it's what all the ladies will be tuning in to see you with your rig out, mate.
Well, this is my tour life, just playing COD.
What? Have you paused a game of Warzone just for me?
I have.
Wow. I'm honoured. Have you got a bottle of chocolate block on the go, or...?
No, I've just opened my advent calendar with a cup of coffee.
Lovely.
It's rock and roll here today, not on the day off.
And what's going on? Is it a day off, is it? So you're not travelling, you're just staying in the same place the whole time?
Yeah, just playing same hotel, same place. Playing a lot of golf.
You played a lot of golf?
Yeah.
Amazing. Have you got any questions you want to ask him, or do you just want to
go on the chat? Just put me on the chat. Total free for all.
So, had any big fat steaks for about £3 yet?
No, because we have a buffet, so we're not allowed, like, it's all like what the UCB have put on.
Right, okay. That's
so okay. We've had a couple of barbecues that they've put on, but we're not allowed to go out or like order anything in, so it's just whatever's on the kitchen, that's it.
And,
pudding, homemade.
That good pudding. Love a good pudding, don't you? talking of puddings, one of my fillings fell out the other day, so in the middle of this podcast, the dentist might ring me as well, which would be quite interesting. I've got to answer it as well, it's an emergency. Warzone, talk me through what loadout are you rocking? And are you playing solo, or...?
I'm currently playing solo, I'm not very good. I only started playing like a week before I came out here because I thought that's what I had to play, so I'm absolutely hilarious.
But you're cool and you fit in at least.
Yeah, I'm trying, hence why I'm wearing the back.
You should try the M4, mate. M4's a good gun. Maybe like a sniper as a secondary.
You used to love it, didn't you? I
used to play loads when I was back in my Leicestershire days, and then... sort of stopped for a few years, and then during lockdown number one, I did start playing again a little bit.
I can see why people get addicted. Oh. When you play like three or four, like all the lads play.
Yeah.
Tottenham are absolutely addicted by the robots in the hours playing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is
addicted.
I'm not addicted. How's the new
house coming on? Yeah, right.
You can edit, can you edit this down?
Yes.
Because yeah. I don't know how long you've got, but I can
chat to all of them. It's down to you, it's down to you for a new one,
eh? Yeah, exactly, mate. This would be the highlight, actually.
You're on your own?
No, I'm not. I've got Haas.
Ah! Hello, pal.
And Barbs.
Oh my god.
Watching football, boy.
Mate, I'm watching loads. That's all I'm doing.
What's gone on with Everton, mate? Gone off the boil big time.
Don't start. You been to the gym yet?
Mate, yeah, I've just been over there now, yeah. Did you not hear the crash bang wallet from South Africa, mate? Or the team?
No, I didn't. You can go back to David Lloyd now.
Can we?
So you can do two sessions, can't we?
Do that really, that important stretching session in the jacuzzi in the steam room.
Yeah, about
10:30. How's the house coming on?
Yeah, well, we just submitted the plans a couple of days ago, so hopefully they'll get
closer. I'm just
dying in the gas as we speak.
He's dying in the gas in Warzone, all in the aid of the Trent Bridge podcast.
That's commitment, I've got to say.
Yeah. Or is it in the aid of me? Because he didn't know it was a trophy.
Yeah. This is true. Yeah.
Can't say false on that.
I'm going to the gulag now.
All right. I'll let you go and try and win your gulag. Good luck.
Okay, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Speak
to you later.
Good
luck,
lads.
Bye.
What a guy.
There we go. Testament to your relationship. That he just picks up. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Puts his war zone down. He's got it right, hasn't he, for this winter as well? I mean, you know, it's been pretty great. It's been pretty chilly everywhere. He's in South Africa.
There aren't many better places in the world to be than Cape Town this time of year, I know that much.
Table Mountain views,
War
zone on the go.
Yeah.
He's absolutely got it down.
Yeah.
Interesting, on the sort of football thing, so I know we went to football there. I suppose the thing that's been interesting to see this week is people always say, oh, you see cricketers playing football, but you don't see footballers playing cricket.
Mm.
But it turns out you actually do, don't you, with Tottenham Hotspur. As a professional cricketer's opinion, what did you make of the sort of Harry Kane, Joe Hart, Tottenham squad's cricketing efforts?
It's all right, isn't it? I know Joe Hart used to play for Lancs, I think, as a young boy. Pretty sure he played North of England as well, Bunbury. So, obviously, he's played a bit. And you can tell from the way he's bowling, to be fair, a bit like Barbs, left-arm rockets. So, a bit of skill there as well. Harry Kane, you can swing it back, can't you? He's all right. Got a few away. So, it looked like they were loving it, which is good to see.
It strikes me that playing football, just being able to play football, is something we can all do. But playing cricket, if you're a footballer that's never tried before, it's like when I go and play golf for someone who'd never played and they think it's going to be easy and they can't hit the ball. I thought it could have been a lot more chaotic than it was, but they look pretty decent, didn't they?
Yeah, they did look decent. I think it's funny because whenever football comes out here, everyone turns into Ronaldo and Messi, I think. So I don't know if it's the same in the Tottenham changing room, but definitely, try and whip in some free kicks, and more often than not, it doesn't go in.
There was a bit of football yesterday at Lady Bay, wasn't there, actually? And I think that was the thing that Ben Duckett was keenest we got on film, was him slotting one into the bottom corner.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Pipey stuffed me a bit, putting on my right peg instead of my left peg. So, it's always good fun when the football comes out.
Who stands out as the best footballer in this dressing room, do you think?
Too sure.
He's all right. Bowley, to be fair.
Bowley's good, yeah. Libs was really good. Jake Libby used to be our rock in the centre mid.
Yeah.
I wasn't around last year, so I don't know about any of the new additions, but there's some good... You get this transfer of skills, isn't there, across sports. I guess the one thing about cricket is, like you say, it's probably one of those sports that might be harder to transfer to than maybe something like a football or a rugby or a hockey or whatever. And I guess that's why you see in cricket probably a wider variety of physiques and types of cricketers. because... someone like a Samet, who I'm sure by his own admission wouldn't describe himself as an Olympic athlete, is just an incredibly skillful, hardworking and talented bloke, and actually that can get you by. Whereas I think in professional rugby these days, for example, if you're not built like an absolute monster, you won't last 5 minutes in a Premiership rugby match, would you?
No.
So it's interesting looking at the different dynamics. But those boys, those Spurs boys, you could tell. You can tell they're sportsman, very, very natural.
Yeah. There's that funny one up there, that, was it the left back, is it, I don't know how to say his name, Reguilón or something?
Yes, yeah.
He was like, obviously, he did that video, didn't he, where they watched it, and he was like, yeah, I don't get it. Obviously, Spain, he was like, I'm thinking, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So obviously, it's, yeah.
And Denny's catch was decent, although I imagine sort of flicking a cricket ball up with your toe is probably not a great thing to do.
Yeah.
No. I'll never forget Paul Franks doing a similar one, actually. We were in Poch one winter doing some high catching with tennis balls. Franks must have still been a player at this point, and smacking the tennis balls up, and he was chasing after this thing. He was getting on by that point. And he couldn't quite get there, and he stuck his foot out, and it landed on a very similar thing, really, but it was high catch, and he was running after it. On the thing, straight up in the air. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about it much afterwards. Still talks about it now.
Yeah,
now, you've all signed new deals with the club as well in the last few weeks, to take you through another season or two. What was your first year like, I suppose? I see you've committed for another couple of seasons. How did you find your first year at Trent Bridge?
Yeah, obviously loved it. It's a brilliant club to join, I think. Obviously, the place that we play our cricket is incredible, and the lads made it very easy for me to walk in and just be comfortable straight away. So,
got Samit trying to face.
Samit, oh, take it now.
This is not planned.
No.
How good.
He'll probably swear as well. Samit?
Yeah.
Right, that's really good timing.
Why?
Because you're now live on the Trent Bridge podcast.
And thanks.
Yeah, boys, what's going on?
So this podcast basically turned out to me on FaceTime with Notts Cricketers, but that's alright.
Yeah, that's good.
We were just talking about you, actually.
Yeah, it's good you got a legend on the screen, isn't
it? Yeah. No, Brett's not here.
Oh, yeah, not bad, mate.
How you doing? Where are you? Shangri-La Hambantota?
That's exactly where I am, yeah.
Let's have a look out the window, then.
Well, yeah, I've got a great view, actually, mate. Let's just open the balcony doors, and I'm on the
18th,
isn't it, mate?
Oh my goodness me!
Lovely.
Have you been having a hack?
Oh, I had a few hacks. I've lost a few balls, but didn't bother going to bushes.
Oh my days, that's amazing.
Had a few beers of PT last night, so that was quite good.
Yeah. I saw that. He got man of the match, didn't he?
Yeah, he played smacking it. Yeah.
Good on him. Any crocodiles in there? What's going on?
I wouldn't know, Harry, but no.
What's the strength of your golf game then? Are you good off the tee or are you good around the greens? What's?
No, I find it hard to get off the bumps actually.
Do you?
Yeah, it kind of goes anywhere. But, I'm all right. I'm all right on the fairway, and then I find footing pretty hard.
Yeah.
No wristing golf, in it, Ed?
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, I'd imagine someone like you'd have a nice touch around the greens, mate.
Yeah, no, it's not quite got the grasp of the pace of the
reader,
so yeah.
Mm. And what's Tommy up to? Is he in the same hotel? Are you all in the same hotel?
Yeah, all in the same hotel, yeah.
Have you seen much of Tom?
Yeah. Tommy's alright. Yeah, he's alright.
And BT's there. It's like a Notts Outlaws on tour.
Absolutely, yeah.
We were just in the middle of talking to Hass about his new contract, and I rudely interrupted him to say you were ringing me. What are the chances?
Well, yeah.
Anyone else had been fuming, but you, it's all right, isn't it? Partner.
Yeah. Bro.
Next to me in changes, isn't it?
That's it.
Where are you sat?
Well, I'm near the changes.
Oh, right.
You've been giving it licks, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been going all right.
2 for 20 and 40 off 20 every
day. Yeah, standard. Standard, Sammy.
Okay, I better let you go.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect.
He's having a time of it out there though, isn't he?
Yeah, they all are. It's good fun. Yeah. The hotel looks good. Right on the golf course. The boys are happy. Tommy Moores has got the golf bug big time.
Yeah, I've seen some of his Insta story.
This will be the dentist now.
That's the dentist. Do you want us to take that one on camera or?
I can do if
you want. No, he did something.
Hello. Yeah, hi, how you doing? Speaking, yeah.
Yeah, Harry, could you please confirm? Can we help you?
My filling's fallen out.
Which side of your mouth is it?
Left or right, if you were looking at me.
Yeah. When did it happen?
Monday.
Monday. Did you beat
No, it was something chewy.
Something chewy.
It was a sweet, it was a refresher. You know that one with little, like, sour little sherbet in the middle? Cracking sweet. Yeah.
Any pain with it?
So
if your pain is swelling, give us a call again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah. Cheers then. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. I had to take that.
Yeah.
Because you can't get a bloody appointment at the dentist.
It's your health, isn't it? You're going to look after that.
Yeah, and it's not painful at all. I lied a little bit. Because I know that they'll just be like, oh, if it's not painful, you can wait till February then.
Yeah.
It's a very thorough sort of phone consultation, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll fit me in at 2:30.
We'll have the candle after it. where were... I've no idea where we were. We were talking about your first year at Notts. That was where we were, yeah. You've had a first year at Notts.
Thumbs up, to be honest, haven't you? Like, just about to start, and then COVID hits, and I'm just not talking about it.
It's been a year of interruptions, hasn't it? I suppose you've had to sort of just ride the waves as they've come.
Yeah, no, it's... yeah, no, we were in a really good place, actually, going into what would have been the start of the season. Winter really well with the lads. Did a lot of team building kind of sessions, which helped as well. And yeah, I was actually really looking forward to it. But obviously things happened, and then that was delayed by a few months. To be fair, at one point it looked like we weren't going to have a season at all. So yeah. I was actually quite glad in the end to go out there and play for the five games that I did. And yeah, I mean, without obviously getting over the line, I think as a team we performed quite well as well, and having spoken to lads that were there previously, I think we've made improvements in our performances as a team. So when the opportunity came to extend, it was an easy decision, and yeah, glad to have joined extended by another year.
And how was being welcomed into the Fast Bowlers Union at Trent Bridge? How's that first year been?
It's been brilliant, as Hass said there. It's been a really weird year for everyone, really, not just us cricketers, but yeah, look, we were in a really good place pre-season over the winter, ready to hit that first game. But yeah, personally for me, to play a few games, take a few wickets is really promising. And really looking forward to hopefully getting back out there with a crowd as well. I think that'll be really good.
Yeah, that's true, because I've not thought now that you won't have played four knots at Trent Bridge with any fans in as yet. It's been this sort of weird behind closed doors thing. What's that like being out there when you take a wicket and you're celebrating, but there's no one else in the stands, if you like?
You sort of forget, because you sort of run over to your teammates and there's high fives and you think, oh, we can't actually do that. So it's a bit weird, but I think for the 2020s it would have been weirder not having a packed house here. But yeah, hopefully next year, so with the news of the vaccine and all this, I think we'll have a few people in.
Yeah, when we spoke to Ben Duckett last week, he was talking about the fact he's moved up to Nottingham now. He'd be probably watching us from here in his inside apartment.
Penthouse.
And are you sort of house sharing with Peter Trigo at the minute? Is that where that's...
Yeah, I'm with Trigo.
How's that? How's living with Peter Trigo?
It's brilliant. And the man's got so many stories. It's always like story time every night when we sit on the sofa and watch TV. But yeah, to have someone with that experience and just someone to talk to about the game is pretty valuable to me.
Had either of you sort of house shared with teammates before? Did that come up at any point?
Not since I've been at Notts. No, as soon as I signed at the end of 2011, I moved into flat on Musters Road with my now wife. Back in my Leicestershire days, I lived with Josh Cobb for a while in a flat on Queen's Road in Leicester, and it was good fun.
Yeah, was that sort of a student house kind of vibe? Is it a little bit?
But almost, yeah, almost. I think Cobby, I mean, I'd been to uni, so I'd sort of got it out of my system. But I think Cobby was sort of trying to catch up on the student lifestyle, trying to pretend to be as a student half the week anyway.
Now, something else we spoke to Ben and Stephen about last week was to do with what you have in your lockers, what you sort of have with you as mementos, things like Alex Hales's signed Only Fools and Horses picture, which was over there and now has disappeared. I hope that's not disappeared permanently.
It's behind that white, but I bought that for him.
Did you?
Yeah, at a charity. Wow, that makes me sound really generous. He then gave me the money back.
Did he know you were going to buy it? Was it like, I've got you this?
Well, he loves Only Fools and Horses. I was at a charity auction and it was there, so I just texted him to say, do you want me to bid? And I won it.
Yeah. Is it signed by the big hitters? Have we got David Jason?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. You can have a look if you want.
Yeah, yeah. But you're the only person in this room, I suppose, that's got a locker in this room at the minute because of how the year ended up going. So is there anything you sort of have with you? Is there anything you specifically bring to, so I don't know, does it bring your look or is it just sitting
surprised,
there?
I'm surprised Barb's hasn't just ripped my name off and written, is it? Yeah.
I think I'll be off in the back somewhere. Right.
What have I got here then? Right, let's have a look.
Back grips, very important. Someone who bats as long as I do. You useful. Need lots of fresh grips because I wear them out, see? Mm. Rushcliffe Golf Club tie. Nice. After I've worn it, I always put it back in this cellophane sleeve.
Pristine.
Yeah, it's important. Cap, phone charger. This is for measuring my bat. because, as I say, bowlers around the country are terrified of bowling at me, and the last thing they would want is for me to have a really big, thick bat as well. It gives an unfair advantage. And this.
And that, okay.
It was part of a fancy dress for end of season tram crawl 1 year, I can't remember, but...
Yeah. A monk's cross. Did you dress as a monk on a tram crawl? Was that
a monk's or... Well, maybe we were like Jedi Knights and we used a monk...
outfit or something. I can't... Maybe. Can't... I think we might have been monks, actually, because I think Picky was the reverend.
That's absolutely so.
So, yeah.
I'm sure photos of that.
All sorts, somewhere. Yeah. God. Look through other people's as well, that'd be great. What a feature.
Maybe that's what we should do. At the moment, we'll just look through the people who are in here, but maybe it should be...
That should be a thing, what's in my locker.
Almost through the keyhole style kind of thing. I mean, obviously, the locker thing was a bit different last year, I suppose, but I don't know if there is any kind of, like, weird memento thing you've got with you or had with you over the years, or anything that would have been in your...
Over the years?
Yeah, metaphorical locker, if you like.
What, here or...
Any, in the past, yeah.
Nah, just whatever necessities really, like you need like maybe like a cap or something, but nothing too special that I hold too dear to myself. No.
Is there any pre-match superstition that you would do? Because no. I know some people get...
No, I try not to, because what I found is cricket is a sport, well, obviously I'm not sure about other sports, but cricketers can be quite superstitious, but I wanted to stay away from that really, because you can get into a bit of a, I don't want to say the word, but mind. So, yeah, I mean, it's... It's just one of them there. I just try and stay away from those kind of things. Yeah. Routines, yeah, but superstition, no.
Yeah. Tom, for you, anything else similarly?
Nothing really. I said routines is probably the massive one for me. I think everyone has their own routine, whether that be warming up, bowling a certain amount of balls, hitting a certain amount of balls. So that's all I stick to, and it keeps my mind in check. So.
Yeah. Now we'll let you go shortly. But today, as we record this, it's the day that lockdown kind of ends and we move into the other thing that's not called lockdown but is relatively similar. And I know, Harry, you had a lockdown checklist you were trying to get through in this last month or so. I think I saw it on your Instagram at the start of this whole thing, which was no booze, and there was some running, there was a couple
no
of
booze,
things.
No booze, running, business plan, teach my son the alphabet, and read for an hour a day.
Read for an hour a day. What's a long time to keep that many things up for? How's it gone?
Well, it was going well. The running was on track. I had about 50 kilometres to go, about 9 days ago.
Yeah. So you're trying to get, what was it, 100?
120.
120, yeah.
And then I did like a 12K run. I was a bit stiff. Next day, ran up the stairs, tweaked my calf. So luckily my next game's probably 7 months away, so not too much of a concern, but it means that I've failed on the running.
Okay, that's one.
I've failed on the alphabet thing, because I did sit down with him for 20 minutes on one day and do a little bit.
Yeah.
But I haven't got back around to doing it. Business plan I did. No booze I did, apart from one glass of champagne, because I was celebrating something.
Okay.
And the reading, yeah, I've read like half a book. But I do read the news every day.
Yeah, that's something. Was it a large book?
Large-ish.
Yeah, that's probably all right then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at that. So that's
two out of five. Yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
It's not good. Could be worse.
So you've got to find these things, I suppose, that, particularly in lockdown one, when there was no training going on for a little while as well. What sort of things were you finding to kind of keep yourself motivated?
Well, just anything and everything really, but I probably learnt a couple of things in the kitchen that I wouldn't have done otherwise.
Yeah.
So I learnt how to make an omelette, which was nice.
Very nice.
What's
the secret to your omelettes?
Eggs. What's the secret?
Eggs. I'll write that one down.
I'm not sure if I do have a secret really. You might have to try it first before you ask me that question, but yeah, just doing random things here and there just to stay sane, really, because otherwise you spend a lot of time just on your screen, don't you? Which I don't really like, to be honest. I don't like idle time as it is. obviously lockdown was a period where we didn't have much of a choice, but I guess I was lucky. I was able to get back up north with the family, which I think helped. Otherwise, if I was stuck here, I think it'd been more difficult for me on my own.
Yeah. I suppose, Tom, were you back down south in that period as well? What was it that was kind of keeping you going through that?
Similar sort of stuff, really. Keeping myself in nick, trying to do as much exercise per day as I could, and also I said back down south, I had the beach as well, so that was a massive bonus. To be able to walk or cycle down there was really nice, because at times it could be tough mentally, knowing that we might or might not be able to come back and play. Bits and pieces. They has this cooking similar to me. Trying out new things. I actually started relearning French for a while. So I did a bit of school, just get back into that to keep the mind ticking over. But yeah, I don't really want to spend too much time on my phone. That's the only thing. But let's say, what more can you do, really?
Yeah, it's very productive. I must feel bad about how I spent those sort of 3 months. But there we go. Well, we'll let you go. Thank you for joining us this morning, and Jake and Sammy and your dentist for joining us as well. Three more guests we weren't expecting, which is always good. We'll be back with another episode soon, and there's plenty more stuff behind the scenes content-wise on the website as well at trentbridge.co.uk.